Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus. I'm Jim Vallee. One of the biggest stories of the year, and one that will no doubt be a major issue during the 2019 legislative session, is Western State Hospital losing its certification and, in turn, its federal funding. That will cost the state and taxpayers around $53 million a year. It's going to be interesting to see where that money will come from. Now, today we're going to hear from some key Republican senators that will talk about that issue and other aspects regarding the Western State Hospital deaccreditation. On today's episode, we will look at Western State Hospital from a number of different aspects. First off, we have Senator Randy Becker from the 2nd District, serving parts of Thurston and East Pierce County, including Eatonville, Yelm, Ording, Graham, Roy, Rainier. Now, she has a background in healthcare, including administration, and she's also started several hospital-owned clinics, including an urgent care center. So, Senator Becker, for those who don't know, talk about your background as it pertains to the situation at Western State Hospital.
Okay, I really appreciate that question, you know, that opportunity to talk about this. My background is I was in the medical field for 24 years, and I was a medical practice administrator my last 7 years with an ambulatory surgery center. And that ambulatory surgery center has mostly the same regulations as Western State Hospital or hospitals. And during the time that I was an administrator with an ambulatory surgery center, we had to undergo, just as Western State Hospital has had to undergo, reviews. CMS came in and would do a survey and make sure that we were running efficiently. I actually, in the time that I ran that medical practice, had no deficiencies, not one deficiency. And I attribute a lot of that to we really paid attention to the regulations. We had a company come in and do a mock survey every year to make sure that we were doing everything appropriately. Every time we had a question, we reached out to the Department of Health. And I think that that is critical in talking about this entire process.
So when you heard about this situation with the federal accreditation being denied, what was your initial reaction?
Well, let's go back a little further than this final decision by CMS. When they came before us, meaning Western State Hospital and staffing, at Ways and Means a few years ago, and they started talking about their deficiencies, and I asked for the deficiency report, which I'm familiar with, I was told, oh, no, they only issue a letter. And from there, I went further, and I finally did get that deficiency report along with several others. What bothered me from the very beginning was the non-factual information that we were getting. And then I was on the committee to rework and try to help this whole situation out at Western State Hospital. And it was a state quality, I can't remember, it's an acronym we probably shouldn't use, a squish committee. But it was a committee designed to meet with Western State Hospital officials, meaning both Eastern and Western, and to learn what they were doing, what they were trying to do. And then we also had consultants come in, et cetera. So when we heard this final determination, I was not at all surprised because of the meetings and all of the task force meetings that we had. I was not at all surprised that they would fail this deficiency.
Talk about, given your background, what is your opinion? Are the people in charge, is there a competency issue? Is there a staffing issue? In your opinion, what do you think is the problem? Is it funding? What could be the issue that would possibly fix this?
So we heard from administration and from Governor Inslee's staff that funding was an issue. Lack of the number of employees was an issue. Any excuse that could be made, I think that really and truthfully, they've lost sight of the true fundamental practice of medicine at Western State Hospital. And let me clarify that. When you, as a physician or a provider of whatever level, start to treat a patient, you're not there to make a good patient. You're there to make a patient well. And I think that the whole institution at Western State Hospital has forgotten that the patient is the number one thing, and it's trying to make sure that patient is getting the right treatment at the right time that will give them the ability to go back out and become functional citizens again. And I blame Governor Inslee and I blame the administration for not remembering that and looking at all the other things and just making excuses. I was on that task force, and I actually decided to get off that task force this last year because I felt that it was such a failure that we were making no headway because of the lack of interest of the governor.
You mentioned Governor Jay Inslee. Is this situation a failure of his leadership?
To be really clear, Western State Hospital has had numerous problems for a number of years, even before Governor Inslee came to be governor. But the issue is because it had such failures and a reputation for these failures, I blame this on Governor Inslee because of the fact that he knew that this institution was in trouble when he was elected. And he knew that we have a mental health crisis in Washington State. This should have been one of his main focuses. And even when we formed the task force and Andy Hill wrote that bill along with Representative Jenkins, and I remember it very well because I was in the negotiation process of it, and Governor Inslee actually vetoed out some of the staffing things that could have made a difference earlier. So Governor Inslee is directly responsible for some of the staffing issues here and the failures of the hospital, in my opinion.
So the state legislature now is going to have to make up approximately $52 to $53 million a year in funding that used to be covered by the feds. How big of a challenge is this going to be going forward?
Well, let me talk about my background a little bit on this, and then it will become more clear my concerns. When I ran the ambulatory surgery center and when I worked for a hospital system, they had to undergo these same surveys. And if those surveys failed, and if we had failed in our surveys, we would have lost not only our funding for our Medicare patients, we wouldn't have been able to see or treat our Medicare patients in our surgery center, but we would have lost our funding for our Medicaid patients, for our commercial patients, for everyday individual patients. We would have actually had to close the door. So my concerns with the failure go way beyond whether we're going to lose just that $53 million or $57 million. It may have more of an impact on us than we think. But when we say the legislature is going to have to make up this funding difference, let's be real. It's the taxpayer that's going to have to make up this funding difference. And the taxpayer's already footing a big bill there. Now they're going to have to foot an even bigger bill because of the failure of administration and Governor Inslee.
Is there anything else that we should talk about as it pertains to the situation at Western State Hospital?
Well, I'd like to talk about the fact that I'd like to really talk about what we're doing in the telemedicine category. And in telemedicine, we have an opportunity to actually get to people earlier before they need to go to someplace like inpatient treatments or Western State or Eastern State Hospital. So by doing the practice of mental health in a primary care setting for a patient that does not need inpatient treatment but can avoid it by getting actually good treatment would do a lot to help our mental health system in a whole situation. When we're looking at mental health, I look at it as four stages. Basically, a situational depression, something like that, moving on to something that is more chronic, and then moving into a situation where the patient needs hospitalization, inpatient treatment, or those patients that can never get back out because their mental health situations are so bad. We do need to look at, and we have, but we need to be more aggressive, and we need to get this started out into the communities earlier to get this treatment out, whether it's in the schools, whether it's in the communities or whatever, to identify them that there's a problem and then get that treatment out to them. And the easiest, the most efficient way to do that is right through telemedicine.
Senator Randy Becker, thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having me.
Next, let's look at the financial side. Senator John Braun from Centralia represents the 20th District. He's the ranking member of the Senate Ways and Means Committee, and he serves on the Labor and Commerce Committee. Now, Braun was the lead budget writer and negotiator while chairing the Senate Budget Committee in 2017 when he sponsored our state's 2017-19 operating budget. Now, personally, as I have gotten to know him, I can tell you that he is very passionate about mental health issues. Senator John Braun, when it comes to this issue of Western State Hospital and mental health in general, from my experience in the short time I've been working with you, I think that it's fair to say that this area of your legislative work is definitely a passion for you. You care deeply about the mental health and the funding of these type of things.
That's true. I think not necessarily something I came to Olympia expecting to focus on, but as you learn of the real shortfall in the state of Washington for residents that need and frankly deserve high quality mental health treatment and care, and that we're doing a very poor job as a state delivering that, it's become something of a calling to make sure we do this right, that we put the proper amount of money into it, but also that we demand that we get results and we get good care for these people when we invest in this.
So what was your initial response when you first heard about the de-accreditation of Western State Hospital a couple of weeks ago?
Well, sadly, I wasn't surprised. I think the loss of federal funding, while enormously problematic, is not a surprise given the ongoing issues the current administration has had in managing our mental health facilities and care of mental health throughout the state. So, and we've had years of warnings and failures that led up to this. This is should not be a surprise for anyone. Nonetheless, it's a big deal. It will cost the state an enormous amount of money, and I'm very worried that it will put yet another pressure on our difficulties in delivering care for these folks.
Do you believe that the governor's leadership is at fault in this Western State Hospital situation?
Absolutely. So, and I'll be just real clear here, and it doesn't need to be partisan, but the reality is that the governor has been in office nearly 6 years. We've had repeated failures during his watch. He likes to get up and talk about platitudes and the importance, but as near as I can tell, he puts no long-term effort into solving this problem. And just to be clear, this is a management problem. This is not something we're going to fix overnight. It takes long-term vision and care and, frankly, hard work to make this happen. And I don't see a commitment there to making it happen. It's kind of, hey, I see the problem and I know it has to be fixed, but I'm busy with other things. I hope it works out. And that's not going to get us there.
One of the things that you are known for is you are the Republican caucus's go-to guy when it comes to budget issues. One of the things now with the lack of federal funding is now the state is going to have to make up something like $52-53 million in funding. How daunting of a task do you think this will be? What could suffer in the light of this money that now is going to have to come out of state coffers?
Well, I'd say for a couple things. First of all, it's not clear that it can come out of state coffers. It's true that we have an enormous state budget and we pay for things of this size, but $53 million is still a big amount of money. And so I worry one of two things will happen. Either we won't be able to backfill it in our already failing system will get worse, or we will find a way to backfill it, but that will put pressure on our education system, on other parts of our social service system, on our you know, other services that the state delivers. So this is a very big deal, and we need to be finding a way to get it right. And frankly, there's broad bipartisan effort on what needs to happen to get this right. We just need to execute on that plan. And unfortunately, the governor has resisted. We've had a bipartisan effort in the legislature to say, to not just fund this, and I should be clear, we've put an enormous amount of additional funding into mental health and into Western states in particular. So we've added nearly $300 million overall for mental health and in and outside the state hospitals. But within Western states, we've added just over $200 million, something like a 63% increase in the last 4 years. So in spite of messaging points to the contrary, we have funded, we've made enormous gains in funding this issue. This is not about funding. This is about, you know, executing with clear and vision of where you want to get to and staying at it. And we're not doing that. And it's very, very discouraging, especially discouraging when you work really hard to find bipartisan support. And then in this case, the governor has gone so far as to veto the efforts at reform that we've made on a bipartisan basis. So if you're hearing a lot of frustration in my voice, it's because I am very frustrated.
What would you like to see happen? I mean, obviously, we're in an election year. Who's to say who's going to be controlling what in Olympia by the time January rolls around? But when it does, what would you like to see happen?
So my push and the push of many in the legislature has been to not just increase the funding at Western states, but also implement reforms to both, you know, that care for patients and protect the staff, allow us to do our job there more effectively. But more at a more fundamental level, we need to make a broader switch from kind of state-based institutional care for these folks to a community approach that allows folks to get care for their mental health challenges in their communities, close to their family, close to their normal medical providers, and in the normal support systems. Broad support for that idea, I think it's the way to go. It would allow folks to get the support. It would reduce the pressure on our state hospitals. But the challenge in doing that is you have to build out this network. You have to have community mental health facilities, evaluation and treatment facilities around the state, so that instead of having to go to Western state or to Eastern state, that you can stay in Centralia, in Woodland, in Vancouver, in Bellingham, wherever you happen to reside, you can get the help you need right there. And to do that, we got to build facilities. One of the things I did last year was I sponsored a bill that would ask the voters to authorize $500 million in funding for community mental health treatment facilities. This was a big move. I mean, I take it very seriously when we add additional bonding capacity to the state, but this is a crisis we're in. We have among the highest in the country of mental health challenges, and we have among the lowest in the country in facilities to deal with it. This is a big challenge for our state, and it takes a long time to build out this network, and it's going to take money, and we need to get it in the system sooner rather than later. And I thought it was appropriate to ask the voters. I think the voters would support this. They understand the challenges. They understand that these things are basically denying treatment to folks that need it. It's the humane thing to do is to provide this treatment. They also understand that this puts pressure on their jails. It puts pressure on their hospitals.
That was Senator John Braun from Centralia. Finally, Senator Steve O'Bann, the ranking member of the Senate Human Services and Corrections Committee from University Place Western State Hospital, is in Senator O'Bann's district. Senator, it's been a little while since the announcement of the deaccreditation of Western State Hospital by the federal government. Now that we've had a little distance from the initial announcement, what are your thoughts on the situation today?
Well, my concern about Western State Hospital, its critical role to play in our mental health care system, is not just because it happens to be in my district and a number of the employees there are constituents, but I also am the ranking member on the Mental Health Human Services Committee, and have chaired that committee in years past. So as a policy area, mental health has been a main focus of what I do as a state senator. And what I would say is that the aftermath has only reinforced what was so concerning about the governor's approach to the Western State Hospital crisis, really, 2 years ago, and then up to the point of decertification by the federal government. I saw in the last 2 years a real lack of focus, a lack of leadership by the governor to take what is certainly a challenging institution and get into the weeds, understand the problems, make sure he had the right people there, and be a change agent that was so needed for that facility. And in the aftermath, I haven't seen any increase at all in involvement or engagement by the governor. In fact, his responses have been really very disappointing. It's almost as though he sees it as a budget issue. Like, okay, we've lost the $53 million a year. Well, we'll just replace that and basically wait it out until 2023, when he wants to basically close the 500-plus civil beds that are there. And we can't wait until 2023. We can't wait 4 or 5 years. We've got patient care issues. We have safety issues right now. I am extremely concerned about the loss of the $53 million a year. That's money that could be spent on investments in our mental health care infrastructure that are so needed at the community level around the state and different communities. But that loss of money is in some ways a lesser concern than we still have systemic healthcare quality problems of Western State that he doesn't seem all that interested in correcting.
Since the announcement of the deaccreditation, we've seen an article in the Seattle Times where one person describes Western State Hospital as like going into hell. What are your thoughts on that article?
Well, I think that's pretty strong language, and it may be the experience of some patients. I don't think that necessarily describes the entire institution, but it certainly underscores, if we didn't already need it, the urgency of dealing with the profound quality control issues that led to the federal government disqualifying Western State Hospital. And I note from the Seattle Times, their editorial position has been, I think rightly so, is to say the buck stops with this governor when it comes to his executive agency, such as the Department of Social Health Services that oversees the hospital, and that he owns this. I want to be constructive. I want to put pressure on the governor, not to just cast blame, but I want to light a fire under him, because it's only him as the chief executive that can correct the problems there. The legislature's role is to try to provide broad policy and certainly fund the hospital. We have done that. We have dumped over $250 million into Western State Hospital just in the last 5 years. So we've done our bit, a very important role, but we need the governor to step up. And he didn't step up over the last 2 years. He has to step up now. We've got what everybody recognizes, including the Seattle Times, is a management crisis at Western State.
Now, let me play devil's advocate for a moment. We've seen some people say that this isn't a failure of leadership, that it's just a matter of running out of time. What would you say to people who are trying to defend or justify the situation?
I think the runway is a lot shorter than the governor would like to suggest. I mean, I think his runway is over the next 5 years when he plans to, you know, end about 500 beds there. That's not really solving the problem. That's, you know, having Western State Hospital's mission so that, yeah, then it may be a little easier to control or manage. But again, what about those people that have to live there and get hopefully good mental health care over those 5 years? We've got a shorter flight takeoff for those patients than what the governor is suggesting. And I think the governor has had plenty of time. We've known that that the hospital is under scrutiny by the federal government, by CMS. It started almost 3 years ago. That is plenty of time to turn around in a substantive way, that hospital. And I, frankly, the feds were rather patient. That they came back a number of times, gave the hospital extensions. There were some good corrections made, but ultimately it was just too little too late. They realized that there wasn't the kind of governance, and that was one of the demerits they gave the governor, was a lack of governance, a lack really of leadership. And that, again, is the unfortunate story here at Western State Hospital, is poor leadership by the governor's office.
As you mentioned, you have constituents in the district. The hospital, the facility is in your district. Have you heard from anyone associated with Western or people in your district? What are you hearing?
Oh, yes. I've had a number of calls of mental health care professionals that work there or have worked there to give their perspective. And I would say there is a common theme in all of those comments, some of which were, hey, we've been, we're on a good path. There have been some meaningful changes. And I totally agree there have been. And even CMS recognize that. But the common thread is that there was a lack of leadership throughout this process, and that we never had consistent leadership from the governor and from the governor's appointees. It went through a number of CEOs just in the last 3 years. I think we've had four over the last 3.5 years or so. So that falls to the governor to find the right people, to give them the tools, the authority, to do their job and stay there and get the work done. And the fact that he hasn't been able to keep executive directors, and then I think just give them the attention and support and underscore that the kind of urgency that's needed, again, falls to the governor. You know, leaders need and want to be seen as strong leaders, as capable leaders. And the way you test that in our elected leaders is, how do they respond to great challenges? There's no real test if everything's going well and there's plenty of money and everybody's happy about the agencies that you oversee. It's when there are problems, when there are real crises. That's the real testing of the mettle.
Senator Steve O'Bann from University Place. That is this episode of The Elephant in the Dome. Be sure to follow us on YouTube and at Twitter at WashingtonSRC. You can also find us on Facebook at Washington Senate Republican Caucus. I'm Jim Valley. This has been The Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus.